Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 24th, Morning. The Life Within. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. Psalm 104, verse 16. Without sap, a tree cannot flourish or exist. Vitality, too, is essential to a Christian. There must be life, a vital principle infused in us by God the Holy Spirit, or we cannot be trees of the Lord. Being a Christian is but a dead thing unless we are filled with the Spirit of divine life. This life is mysterious, a sacred mystery. Regeneration occurs by the Holy Spirit's entering and becoming our life. This life in us then feeds on the flesh and blood of Christ and is sustained by divine food. But who can explain how it all happens? What a mysterious thing sap is. The roots go searching through the soil, but we cannot see them absorb or transmute the minerals into their life. This work is done down in the dark. Similar is our root, Christ Jesus, for our life is hid in Him. This is the secret of the Lord. The source of the Christian life is as mysterious as the life itself. The sap in the tree is active. In the Christian, the divine life is always full of energy, not always in fruit-bearing, but in inward operations. The believer's graces are in continual motion, not always working for God, but always living on Him. Just as the sap produces the tree's foliage and fruit, the life of Christ is manifested in healthy Christians. In their talk, they speak of Jesus, and in their actions, it is obvious that they have been with Jesus. They have so much sap that it fills their conduct and conversation with life. October 24th, Evening. Recurring Forgiveness. He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. John chapter 13, verse 5. The Lord Jesus so greatly loves His people that He is still doing much that is analogous to washing their soiled feet. Their poorest actions He accepts, their deepest sorrows He feels, their slenderest prayers He hears, and their every transgression He forgives. He is still their servant as well as their friend and master. He performs majestic deeds for them. He wears the mitre on His brow and the jewels on His breastplate as He stands to plead for them. Humbly and patiently, He goes among His people with basin and towel. He does this every day as He takes our infirmities and sins. Last night you prayed and confessed that much of your conduct was not worthy of your position. Tonight you may mourn again that you have fallen in the same folly and sin from which grace once delivered you. Yet Jesus has great patience. He will hear your confession and say, "I am willing, be clean." He will again apply the blood of sprinkling, speak peace to your conscience, and remove every spot. It is a great act of eternal love when Christ, once for all, absolves the sinner and places him in the family of God. But what condescending patience when the Savior, with long-suffering, bears the recurring follies of a wayward disciple. Day by day, hour by hour, He washes away the multiplied transgressions of His erring but beloved children. To dry a flood of rebellion is marvelous, but to endure the constant dropping of repeated offenses, to bear with a perpetual trying of patience, this is indeed divine. As we find comfort and peace in our Lord's daily cleansing, its influence on us will increase our watchfulness and our desire for holiness.